Hello and welcome to another Audio Boo. Today we're joined by Philip Townsend, whose exhibition Mr. 60s opens in the Promenade Gallery tomorrow. Philip's here to walk and talk us through the exhibition.
This is one of the first pictures in the exhibition, in fact the first picture in the exhibition, and it's of Maria Callas, who was Aristotle Onassis's girlfriend and had her heart broken by him going off with Jacqueline Kennedy, the former wife of the president. Twiggy. This was with her first collection of clothes that she designed, which were not a commercial success, but of course she's been a commercial success all her life, so it didn't really matter about the clothes. And I took this in about 1960. Seven, 2 years after she got going, because she started in 65, but she didn't really become a big star till the beginning of 66. Aristotle Onassis, who is in this picture on the right, became a close personal friend of Winston Churchill. No one really understood the relationship, but Churchill, I think, enjoyed living in the Hotel de Paris in Monte Carlo most of the time, which was owned on a lease from the Rainiers by Aristotle Onassis. The guy on the left is his detective, who I dropped £10 to, all right, not much, but it's probably 150 quid now, to fix the picture up for me. And you can see his eyes wondering whether Churchill is annoyed or pleased or what. It's probably my most famous picture, and it was exclusive. I was the only photographer there. It is of all the Beatles, their girlfriends, the camera crew, roadies, and their PR, who's the smiling gentleman in the background. The Maharishi went with them afterwards to Wales and to India, but this is the first time they all got together. And if you see on the ground the flowers, that was, you'll see in another picture that Lennon was eating the flowers, and those are the remains of them. The first one with the graffiti on the wall is from the very first set that was ever taken of them, and that was 5 days after they signed up with Andrew Oldham in May 1963. The ones in check jackets, the four pictures with check jackets, were taken later, and that was the first time they went to plug their record Come on television in Birmingham, and it was the first time they'd ever been on television. I was told by Andrew to make them look mean and nasty, but once they got those ridiculous jackets on, they couldn't be mean and nasty, so they didn't keep trying. The next ones in the leather tops were when they appeared at Studio One in Great Newport Street. This was about a month after they signed up. And the next three are from the sitting one, which you can see at the beginning. And the next one, I just was walking down the King's Road with them once, and outside at Mary Quant's shop, we just took that snap, but unfortunately two of them got covered by the lady with the hat. But we got the three important ones, so that was okay. And you can see Bazaar, if you look carefully, on the top of the awning. Andrew Oldham holding up a picture of the Stones. He discovered them, and he hadn't made any money out of them then, and he wondered what the future held. I'm sure he never realised exactly what it did hold, even though he said he knew that they would be the biggest rock and roll band in the world. That's from the first group, 113 Cheyne Walk. It's the first few, but it goes on like that. We've got equally famous people, and I hope you'll think equally beautiful pictures.